Warning!
The podcast you're about to hear is very filthy. We say naughty words you use as a doll anyway. It'll cause you not to eat your vegetables, and your mom generally thinks it's a bad idea anyway.
Any moment of the show that has any similarity to the history of any person living or dead, real or fictional, or real events are entirely coincidental and unintentional.
Unless we're specifically noted otherwise in the cast and crew credits, all celebrity voices are impersonated, and no celebrity has endorsed any aspect of this show.
There were times while I was playing Jack where I felt retarded. Like, really retarded.
Monocle?
Yeah.
An imbecile?
Yeah.
Like the dumbest motherfucker that ever lived?
When I was playing the character.
The hammer is my penis.
What? Call me Dick Lips.
Hey everyone, welcome out to another episode of The Good, The Bad, and The Geeky.
Is that what we're over here doing tonight?
I guess so. I thought we were just playing with our dicks, but you know.
I'm playing with my dick. You can't see because it's behind the laptop. John can see.
No, I can't actually.
You need a magnifying glass?
Yes, I do.
Pencil dick! I saw it coming, so I took it and owned it.
Way to be, Jimmy. We here at The Good and the Bad and the Geeky own our dicks.
Hey, I'm very comfortable with my large penis. I don't mind people telling it's small. God. It just makes me laugh.
Okay. Oh, we were good until you had to bring that
really
shit up.
Were.
Oh, so I guess we have other people on the podcast besides me.
You
and I
do?
Even say my name. My name is Jimmy.
My name is John.
My name is Nitro.
There we go.
We should do a podcast where we're all in each other's character, you know, in character, as each other.
You know what, we'll even do
I love Battlestar Galactica so much.
No, Nick said that, yeah. Jimmy. Another time, not tonight.
Did you know that Battlestar Galactica is like the best show ever? Everything says so. But
like, everybody in America watches it except for you two.
But in the top 10, they don't. Battlestar Galactica is not there.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not. No, it's
10.
Not. It's always in the top 10.
It
everywhere.
Is.
God says it's in the top 10, and I don't believe in God.
God actually deleted the commandment about coveting the wife and replaced it with "Thou shalt watch Battlestar Galactica." Did you get the memo? It was on God's Twitter.
Yes, me and Jimmy are still obsessed with Twitter. John, we need to get you on Twitter, buddy.
Get him on Twitter.
You know what? We'll let him have. We'll put him in charge of the Good and the Bad and the Geeky Twitter.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll get you
the Good and the Bad and the Geeky Twitter update.
So that way we can get
like,
John in there.
Updated.
And then John goes like, God damn it, this Twitter, I want to tweet myself. And
he
just, yeah, he won't.
You ready for some emails? Nick's got an email. Go, Nick.
I got an email. It says, "Dear Nick, that stuff about the Jewish circumcision, Jimmy was right, you were wrong. I'm sorry."
Woo! I just turned my phone on vibrate.
There was more information, but apparently I deleted the email. And I don't know what happened to it, but I remember it.
Who sent the email?
JT and Scott.
JT, Shay, and Scott.
And Coda.
From two different parts of the country.
Yes, three different parts.
Three different
parts. Minnesota,
Scott's
Florida.
Scott's not even in the country.
And I don't remember Coda's from.
Canada. Wasn't Scott in Canada? Or am I wrong? I thought Scott was in Canada for some reason.
Canada?
Yeah.
No, he's from like the Orlando, Tampa Bay, Florida area.
Oh, I don't know.
Now, granted, he might have been to JT, I'm so sorry ahead of time.
I apologize. I'm not a good enough.
No. I'm just saying, like, I know he was in the military forces, and I don't want to say the wrong one because I know he'll just, you know, say, why did you say the wrong one?
He was in the Air Force.
I'm not going to say that.
I have no idea.
See, you keep saying it wrong, and
he
I
was in the Armed Forces.
Armed Forces of some sort.
Yes. No, he was in the leg.
Military.
He was in the leg force.
That's what I'm
saying.
Was he a Mountie?
Oh, God. No, I think he was with the Navy.
Oh, okay.
Really in the Navy. He's the gayest branch of the Air Force.
Oh, my God, Jimmy. Okay, we're stopping
that. They're not gay. I'm kidding.
JT
Navy.
At the Good Cat
Go
and
Navy.
JT you supporting on YouTube.
Hey, I support the troops. My brother Bob's in the Army. My brother David's in the Air Force.
Which is
really? I didn't know that.
Bob shipped out beginning of summer. He's almost done with basic training. And Dave's in the ROTC. So paying for his OSU, but when he graduates, he goes to the Air Force.
Wow. And I know those guys.
You do?
So that's how I know.
You do.
Okay.
So my brothers, I actually sent them both letters this week, finally. David's was really smart-ass. David's was so smart-ass, I gave him a bunch of bullshit and lied a bunch about what's been going on since he's been gone.
You're like, yeah, Morgan's pregnant, and...
I didn't say that. I'm like, there's a fourth act of Dr. Horrible, and Charlie the Unicorn 3 came out. All the stuff I knew he'd get upset about missing.
I saw Spider-Man 4, and it's not even made.
Okay, my email. Oh, John, do you want to do email?
Hold on, let me find it.
Oh, wait, John has an email, and he's going to let Jimmy read it.
Hold on. Oh, here it is. let's see here. It's hard to make out because I can't. The my
light.
Printer ink is kind of running out.
Okay.
I'll just make it out.
Inside joke for those of you who know that we make up our email. Most
we
of the time.
Do not.
Most of the time.
Yours was real this week.
Mine was sort of real.
Even mine is.
It was directed at me.
Totally real, I swear.
John.
Hey, boss.
You can't see that, but
Nick
I did something funny.
Nick put pencil lead in his eyeballs.
I did, and I didn't do it through plastic containers. I actually stuck it in my eyeball.
Plastic.
I'm sorry.
John, I know you play guitar every week.
You do?
Where do you get your inspiration for your song? Well, actually, I'm running out of inspiration.
Well,
and
also,
I would like you, the listener... to start requesting songs, because I'm just too damn lazy, dude.
We haven't done a parody in a while. We'll have a parody soon.
And
we'll
also,
soon,
when John runs out of inspiration usually on the show, me and Jimmy tie him up like a horse and just beat the ever-living hell out of
we
him.
We do. We do.
Until he goes, okay, I'll play a song.
It's the carrot or the stick. If he needs the stick, he needs the stick.
I was going to think
if
of
we give him the carrot,
that,
he
I just couldn't.
If we give him the carrot, he just tries to deep-throat it, so...
Okay, and we're done with email on that side.
No.
You didn't let me finish. I said on that side. You're on another side of the room, sir. We have a trifecta.
Mm-hmm.
A trifecta of good, bad, and geeky things.
Really?
That's all I got. I'm sorry.
Okay. Well,
I was trying to be clever.
But if someone does have a request.
Yes, goodbadgeeky@gmail.com and say, hey, John.
Is that goodbadgeeky@gmail.com?
That is goodbadgeeky@gmail.com.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, someday, when we recorded this.
We are recording this.
Even though this is live in your region.
We're doing it over and over every hour and 15 minutes for every time comes up.
Every time you hit play, it's live in your region.
Don't ask me how we managed to do it every time zone when it's an hour and 15 minutes long.
In your region.
But we're that dedicated.
In your region. That's all I got. I'm sorry.
In bed, in your region. Okay, my email has two questions, actually, but they're directed towards Nick.
What?
Oh, God. My email has two questions that are directed towards Nick. These were very time-sensitive. They were written the last week. They are from Felicia in Las Vegas. Felicia in Las Vegas.
Gee, okay. Felicia.
No, not Felicia. Felicia.
Felicia, okay.
In Las Vegas, not Los Angeles.
Maybe not the girl
not
from Dr.
Felicia
Hor-
Day.
From Dr. Horrible, who
it's
just got
not
back
Felicia
from
Day.
Las Vegas.
Oh, did she? Oh, yeah. I totally don't Twitter her. Yeah, I do. I did know that. That's probably what I was thinking about. I mean, this is a real email from
Stalker!
Felicia. Shut up.
Okay, anyway.
Okay.
Email.
Okay, there are two questions. They're both directed at Nick. I'll read the first one first, the second one the second.
I have
ready?
A bad feeling about this.
The first one says, Dear Nick, Jimmy, and John,
why
of course.
Why don't you ring, read the second one first? And the first one second.
Because the I want to read the first one first, the second one second.
Why is
my anal compulsive
going off when it's really turning on?
Okay.
I don't get it.
Okay, Nick, last week you mentioned you were not born, but created in a lab. What is the expiration date on your test tube?
Until God says so, which in itself doesn't make any sense because I was created in a lab. I don't know, that's all I got.
If God speaks, everybody dies. So that would be when he says so, or she says so, dogma. When she opens her mouth to speak, everybody will die.
Yeah, that's
so you're
true.
Totally correct. You will expire.
But yeah, but the thing is that Megatron might say it for God.
Okay.
And thus, no one dies.
And part two says, Dear Nick as well, I follow your Twitter and saw that your parents were doing the timeshare thing in Florida. If they are still down in Florida, do they know that Russia invaded Georgia? And how are they going to get home without going through Georgia?
Well, we discussed this, and they have to go through the sidelines of that state to the left, and then they sneak up through the
wait,
river.
Which state to the left is that?
It might be the Mississippi, I don't know, and Louisiana. But then they're going too far left, and they need to take the Mississippi River
up until where it leads into the Ohio River, and then get off at Cincinnati. Yay for the win! I know geography. Not really.
Woo!
That was a guess. I used to be really good at geography. Now I'm not. Mm-hmm. Thank you, listener.
Felicia.
Listener named Felicia, who I want to call Felicia.
And Felicia, you're stupid because Russia invaded Georgia, the country, not Georgia, the state.
Jimmy, that was Jimmy's pun. He was waiting for it.
I finally read my brother's letter that Russia invaded Georgia, and it was going to make our next trip to Florida pretty difficult.
Yes, it was.
And then at the end, I wrote, P.S., the Russia really did invade Georgia. Mm-hmm. But then he's not going to know what to think. Unless he's heard, he probably has, because he's doing Air Force stuff.
Do you have one of my emails there? Why don't you read it for me?
I don't have one of your emails.
I thought you said you did.
No, this one isn't time sensitive. It can wait till next week.
Oh, can it?
Yes. Since you read, we've already read an email.
So, there we go.
The
so, John,
email,
you made up an email,
I read
so
it.
I technically didn't have an email.
It's okay, we're moving on because I got a ton of news. Tons.
But not in any order.
Tons of news. Yeah, normally my news is like ordered for like TV show moving to movie or vice versa, or ordered in some way. This time I did not get a chance to order it. But I did get a chance to do my research yesterday, so I do have top news stories. And in the 30 seconds I was home before coming over here, I checked Ain't It Cool and made sure there were no other news stories that I missed.
Ain't It Cool's been really slow this week.
Yeah, there was like one thing posted since yesterday, but that's fine because it wasn't important. Okay, first show. Or, not show, story. Part of Scotty, Jimmy Doohan's ashes were lost. And his family is very upset with NASA for losing his ashes. They lost some of the ashes they were going to launch into space. Whatever.
Couldn't they just, like, burn a piece of paper or something? And been like, oh, we found them. What? What are they going to do?
That's pretty
clever. That's pretty good, John.
Really?
Yes.
They're like, just go empty all the ashtrays in the cafeteria. And go like...
I don't think they chain smoke at NASA anymore like they did in the 60s or whatever. Hawaii 5-0 is going to return as a new series a la 90210. It's going to be a continuation of the old series where the main character's son is now a cop. Yeah, it's a sequel show. Like so they can bring back old actors. I never watched the show, so I don't know the theme song.
I just remember, like, that one clip from Jerry Maguire when he realizes...
Jerry Maguire!
That's Hawaii 5-0 when he realizes that he should not have sent the memo out. And there's that clip, zoom in of the guy from Hawaii 5-0 who goes, boom.
Yeah, so it'll be like the continuation sequel series. Mm. And speaking of 90210, Tori Spelling has pulled out of doing it because Shannon Doherty and Jenny Garth were getting more than double what she was getting paid, and she called foul and quit the show.
Well, you gotta give it to her because Daddy didn't leave her any money in the will.
Well, yeah, my roommate Amanda, who guest hosted last week, was like, she has every right to pull out. I'm like, but she sucks and nobody likes her, so of course they're gonna pay her just a bit.
That's not true. She was gaining some acclaim recently as being a good actress on those Lifetime movies. Which
I don't watch Lifetime movies.
Neither do
she's
I.
She's ugly, and I've never seen her act well.
Neither do I. But the point is that those
are girly. I'm surprised that you don't.
Lifetime movies.
You're very
they're
feminine,
too girly for me. There's
you're
a
very
line.
Feminine.
There's a line.
You only stop at Oxygen.
Exactly. I do. Oxygen is the old lady sex show. That show rocks. Although I haven't watched it since college, so I don't know if it's still on.
But I mean, in terms of that though. You make fun
either.
Of those things, but sometimes they actually can give more people more jobs and a stable career.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Like Patty Duke.
Charisma Carpenter does a bunch of them.
Yeah.
I know. I'm not saying that.
Andrew McCarthy, who I from The Breakfast Club. Mm-hmm.
Lipstick Jungle.
Lipstick Jungle. Recently, yeah. He does a lot of those Hallmark or Lifetime movies, and I've actually seen a few because my mom watches them, and I like Andrew McCarthy. I'll give anything a chance with him in it, even when it's like a horrible BF movie.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's some movie he did called Stag. Mm-hmm. It's a Skinamax flick.
Yeah,
I only watched it because he was in it, and I ended up having John Henson, Mario Von Peebles, mm-hmm. like the original Talk Soup guy.
Yeah.
They all
yeah.
get brutally murdered in it, but
cool.
it's just like...
Yeah, no, I'm not.
So,
I mean, yeah, it's not my cup of tea.
But you know what? If it wasn't for those movies, though, he wouldn't have a decent career now because... He's been sort of typecasted. Jonathan Silverman, you know, from Weekend at Bernie's, with Andrew McCarthy. Actually, that movie pretty much
mm-hmm.
made them big and killed their career all at once. That's
mm-hmm.
such an odd fucking thing. Anyway.
I was ranting about Adult Swim doing that awesome retro night and then never bringing it back.
They brought it back.
They're bringing it back because of fan reaction the end of August.
Well, yeah.
As a
they realized what actually good shows they had on. Because
they don't have good shows anymore. No, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
I wouldn't call
except for Venture Brothers.
except for Venture Brothers.
Which was just picked up for a fourth season, by the way. That's another series.
I do not think that Cartoon Network, I don't even call it the network, Cartoon Network anymore. I call it the network, because they show like live action movies and shows.
They do.
Like
they
once do. A week, and I just...
Yeah.
And all Adult Swim sucks, like...
Well, I'm super excited about Retro Night, because lots of Harvey Birdman and C-Lab, I love those shows.
Yeah, C-Lab is
and
awesome.
I can watch some more Space Ghost, because I've only seen what Nick had on DVD, that first volume. And I never did watch the Rack show, so now's my chance to get in on the
I have that. I have season one downstairs.
I watched the couple episodes that aired when they did Retro Night.
Hey, everybody, my name is Brad. You like potatoes? I like potatoes too, buddy.
There you go, John. There's a song inspiration for you.
Driving down Highway 40 in my big old pickup truck.
I said I'm driving down Highway 42. Jennifer Lopez.
No. Highway 315.
Highway 73.
No. Highway 40.
There's two episodes there the other night. Was the one where they kept going. They kept using the time machine, and they all kept, like,
I love beans.
Not doing the homework.
Woo! I love beans. How about you? Beans are a natural source of potassium. Okay. I like beans.
We're 20 minutes into the show, and we've done, what, 3 news stories?
Pish pod.
Good thing I don't have, like, any reviews. I've got, like, 4.
Good thing.
Jennifer Lopez is producing but not starring in Made in Manhattan, the series for
Martha
ABC.
Martha Stewart would have been proud right there.
What's that?
Martha Stewart would
Martha
be proud.
Martha Stewart.
Good thing.
I didn't see the movie, but would Made in Manhattan, the series, get anybody excited?
I sort of played with myself there a bit for 2 seconds. You couldn't see my hands, obviously. Move down to actually do it, but I did in my mind.
Witches of Eastwick is also coming to ABC as a series. It was a movie.
They're making it. Well, you know why, don't you? Because they have that movie with The Rock coming out.
Okay. I don't know. Heroes, their 2-hour premiere. George Takei and Malcolm McDowell are both returning. Kristen Bell is returning as a guest star, so she's not a permanent cast member,
just
even though they added her.
F her up one
and
more
I love
ways.
Her. And
her and her and her lazy eye. She talked about her lazy eye.
She doesn't
arm,
have a lazy eye.
She does.
She does? You can't
yes.
tell.
No, you said there's actually a lot of episodes of Veronica Mars. Mm-hmm. If you look at one side of her
I
face
love
and they
Veronica
were shooting
Mars.
All night. Aww. Around 11 o'clock at night, she's been up since around 7 or more. With sometimes
I never
shooting,
noticed.
You do. Her one eye is it doesn't. She doesn't. If she looks over there, mm-hmm. her one eye doesn't follow it.
I never noticed
because she's just tired.
Well, season 2 it continued on. They had signed her for a full season, like to be a main character.
Rumors are she died,
but she's only in the second part of the 2-hour premiere as a guest star.
But she dies and heroically.
David Anders, who they also added as a main character as season 2 went on, is not appearing in the season premiere either, so I'm worried that he's gone as well. And those were like the 2 reasons I loved season 2 better than before. But George Takei and Malcolm McDowell, who are both dead, will be in the premiere, I'm assuming.
Did you watch any of the footage that hit YouTube?
No, but I did pre-order season 2 on Amazon for $24.99.
Ooh, big spend.
And Seth Green will be joining Heroes this season.
With? Breckenmeyer.
I did not hear Breckenmeyer.
Yeah, because he said the
I
Robot
like
Chicken. Well,
yeah.
I didn't know this, but apparently Breckenmeyer is a full-time cast member of Robot Chicken.
Yes.
He did like every episode. Yeah, well, apparently...
Robot Chicken is another exception to the Cartoon Network doesn't make any good shows.
Well, yeah, but that's a carryover from the last, like, it's on what, season?
It's only been on, like, season 3. It's
yeah, but
like
it's been
seasons.
On for, like, 4 or 5 years.
Well, Venture Brothers is only on season 3, but they've
Same
been on for
thing.
4 years, yeah.
Same
okay,
thing.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
The newer shows have come out in the last 2 or 3 years.
Ugh, Danger Mouse.
Sticking with TV, let me see. Jason Schwartzman is going to star in an HBO pilot
yes.
called Bored to Death.
I'm gonna...
About a writer who post-breakup decides to become a PI.
I cannot wait for that, because
I
love
know
Jason
you love
Schwartzman.
Jason Schwartzman. And I do too, but I don't have HBO.
I do.
I know. And Michael Showalter and Michael Ian Black of the comedy trio Stella have a new Comedy Central series coming out called Michael and Michael Have Issues. It's like Mr. Show or Mind Mencia where there's sketches, but there's an overall plot and they do some stuff in front of the audience. The early reviews have been really good. I guess Reality Bites Back has helped Michael Ian Black get the screen lit because he's fantastic on that. You can't keep Michael Ian Black down for long. He keeps jumping right back. that's all the TV news. I still have movie news. Do you have any TV news? Oh, wait. I've got The Daily Show. We'll be filming in Denver in 2 weeks and St. Paul in 3 weeks for the Democrat and Republican conventions, respectively. So that's cool. That's all my TV.
The only thing I'm thinking I can get from TV is that Ocello from EW is narrowing it down who is actually returning from the office. They said someone who actually still works at Dunder Mifflin. That's returning. That's returning. Or was previously employed. Or no, how they say that?
There's somebody that's not employed now but is returning. Yeah. Is it going to be Toby?
No, Toby. Oh. Toby retired or quit.
He quit, but you said somebody was returning. That's why I
got. That works at Dunder Mifflin. Yeah. It's not Roy. Roy got fired. It's not Toby. Toby quit. People who work. See, Ocello, if he can't officially spoil it for you, he'll or give
you. You mean somebody that still works for Dunder Mifflin?
So I'm thinking Karen.
Is she now Jones since her other show got canceled?
Could be.
That'd work.
Yeah, and also there was a rumor that she was going to be the one on the other show. But apparently, that's been
the spinoff. That's no longer a spinoff, but they're still going to make a spinoff somewhere down the line.
That's messed up because like Anna Cool reported that, and then like an hour later they said, okay, apparently Greg Daniels contacted us and said The Office 2 is coming out. It's just that we're doing another spinoff that's not really a spinoff. And then The Office 2 will still
come out. 2, they turned into the Amy Poehler show, which is similar, and they're still going to do The Office 2, but it's not a high priority, so they're not going to do it right now.
Oh, Sarah Gilbert is now officially a full-time member of The Big Bang Theory.
Yes! Best news ever. I almost pre-ordered that, too, but I can't pre-order very much. I pre-ordered Heroes, Eli Stone, and Pushing Daisies, because I had a deal to order, like, two of them together. That's all I pre-ordered, because I can't afford anymore. I can't even afford Grays, which I usually buy.
And they all come out September 2nd, don't they?
No. They're split up 3 different weeks. Now, the one...
Heroes doesn't.
One comes out the last week in August, one comes out the first week of September, one comes out the second week of September. I think...
There was Big Bang Theory, Eli Stone, all
I didn't pre-order Big Bang, though.
Oh.
I wish I could, but I can't afford it. I can't afford Grays right now. I'll get to it. Can't afford Lost, but it doesn't come out till December.
We're all glad for that.
Moving to movies, Scorpion King 2 comes out on DVD on Tuesday.
We're all glad
Straight to DVD. With a new wrestler in place of The Rock. I can't remember his name, though.
I got some more TV news. I'm sorry. No, it's okay. Dave Foley is doing a... How many episodes? He's doing a multiple episode arc in Brothers and Sisters.
Ooh, that's fun.
And Lost got a new baddie.
Who?
He's a lawyer for Charles Widmore. He's the go-between guy.
Okay.
So pretty much he will be the... if you played the Lost video game, he is a cold, heartless son of a bitch that you meet like 4 times.
Okay.
But apparently they officially casted him, and he's pretty much the liaison. So when Son is going after revenge, they'll be dealing with... He's the one dealing with Son, not Widmore. Mm-hmm. So, and apparently he's cold. Mm-hmm. Very cold.
Mm-hmm.
What's his name? Of course, Dan, and it's a biblical name. Dan was the other son of Jacob.
Oh, okay, I see.
So that's another
hint.
That
makes good sense.
But it doesn't really say... No, they're on the prowl for an actor to play Dan.
Who's the first son of Jacob?
Joseph.
Joseph.
Okay, according to Wikipedia, he was the one who hated Joseph so much he conspired to have him thrown into a pit, then smeared blood on Joseph's robes to convince Father Jacob that the wild animals killed him.
I remember that, what's the Gilmore Girls story?
Gilmore Girls...
Yeah, I see a headline, Gilmore Girls Gone Bad.
Gilmore Girls Veronica Mars alum Kristen Ritter is headed to AMC's Breaking Bad.
She was on
For a major recurring arc the entire season.
But I gave up Breaking Bad, so... And Morgan...
Well, it doesn't matter if you give up. It's whatever our listeners give up.
We're going to go through my shows and pick some more to delete.
This is like that scene in the 40-year-old version, I tell you, man. It's sort of heartbreaking. He sold some of his Star Trek...
A lot of my Star Trek stuff.
It just makes me sad. And you know what, though? Mad props to you, Morgan, for actually holding his hand to do it.
Oh, she didn't make me. She just said it was a good idea. But she wasn't really trying to get me to get rid of Star Trek. She was really trying to get me to get rid of the Buffy stuff, and that's not going anywhere. So, my 12-inch Buffy figures in the closet, that's what she was trying to do. And I'm like, oh, well, you've got a good point that I've got stuff that's sitting in the closet, and that's the Star Trek stuff. So
well, I guess the big girly dolls sort of...
They're not girly. They're... Buffy.
Jimmy, they're girly.
Shut up.
It's okay.
Angelina Jolie will replace Tom Cruise in the Edwin A. Salt movie. They'll rewrite it.
You know what? I don't think it really matters there at this point, especially that Tom Cruise is in the number one movie. And it pretty much...
Well, his
really...
Valkyrie is finally set to come out December 26th, just in time for awards.
Any Cool News said the movie actually is pretty good.
Really?
Considering.
Valkyrie?
Yes.
Yeah, they said they were putting out the end of the year just for so they can get in for their
awards. Well, there was buzz that they had to go back and reshoot the entire, some of his scenes.
That's been pushed back so many times.
It has, but, especially with his career going down, supposedly the proverbial drain, there was talk that he couldn't pull off the German accent, and there was talk that he never tried, but they had to do a lot of reshoots. Because just stuff wasn't working. So it does, when you hear about that, sometimes you get lucky mm-hmm. which this viewer's, two reviewers actually boast. One reviewer said it was okay. The other one said, but both of them said Tom Cruise was excellent in it.
Good. So, maybe he'll have a comeback.
I think he will. If you watch Tropic Thunder, you'll be like, yeah, Ben Stiller totally saved his ass.
I do want to see Tropic Thunder. Because Ben Stiller can be funny when he wants to be. It's just a lot of times
he's talk about my review about why I don't think Ben Stiller should have been the lead role in that, but he should have had a role, and he did an excellent job directing it.
Okay.
And there was a lot of stuff cut out, you could tell, but we'll talk about it later.
Okay, the Candyman remake, supposedly they might make the Candyman white, unlike Tony Todd. Tony Todd should just come back and play him again.
Was excellent, but the problem is...
I haven't seen the movie, but I love Tony Todd.
Yeah, he's a damn good creepy guy.
He was on three different Star Trek series. Yes, he was in Chuck.
Yeah,
I got to know him for a while because he was Worf's brother on Next Generation.
Was he really?
Yeah.
That is cool.
And as well as other characters, too, because they just put him in different alien makeup. And he was on Voyager.
You want to play someone else? I've already played someone. Don't worry, we'll put makeup on you.
He played a bunch of characters, but that was one of the ones he was most famous for on Star Trek.
Hey, seriously, you got to give it though. Like, they did
a great
working ensemble with famous people, because they were people that would be on there. You wouldn't even know.
What other movie was he in? Wasn't he in, like, Final Destination or something?
Yeah.
Okay.
He played
Undertaker guy in the basement with the morgue.
He was a mortician.
Yeah, there you go.
We can't speak word today.
The guy who played McLovin will star as the villain in the Kick-Ass movie based on the comic book.
What? The Kick-Ass movie?
There's a comic book called Kick-Ass. It's a graphic novel, and they're making it into a movie. And the guy who played McLovin's going to be the villain.
They had a trailer for a movie called Role Models
mm-hmm.
with Paul Rudd and Sean William Scott, which I don't care. I love him in any movie he does.
I love Sean William Scott.
I saw Mr. Woodcock. That movie's absolute crap. Yeah, but he's like really good in it. It looks really funny. But McLovin's in it though. He plays some like World of Warcraft nerd at the children's shelter who doesn't have anyone. And so Paul Rudd apparently hates everybody. Mm-hmm. So he's like, why don't you? Aren't you going to take off that cape? Look like a normal person.
No.
Which I thought.
Now there's a movie coming out that I'm super excited about. Even if it sucks, I'll still love it.
Bratz 2: Electric Boogaloo.
Yes! No, it's called Date Night, and it's going to star Steve Carell and Tina Fey, who play a married couple whose date night gets wilder than expected.
Is this like that one movie with Bruce Willis, Blind Date?
No idea, and I don't care. It's Steve Carell and Tina Fey. I'll watch it and I'll love it.
You know what? Yes, I will watch it. Yeah.
Nick's almost ready to bash it.
Have you seen the trailer for the new movie with, oh my god, the guy from the original Office, Ricky Gervais.
Ricky Gervais, yes.
Yeah, oh my god, it's actually pretty good looking. Yeah, he plays a dentist who's like a dickhead to everybody.
Yeah.
And he goes in for a
Is he like Steve Martin in Little Shop of Horrors?
No. He goes in and gets a colonoscopy. Mm-hmm. I can't say it right.
Yeah.
And apparently he dies on the table for like 7 seconds. He's clinically dead, they bring him back, and Craig Kinnear tries to stop him, and he goes right through him.
Yeah.
So dead people can talk to him. And Greg Kinnear's wife is the beautiful Taya Leone. And he goes, it pretty much becomes like it's a little bit like Ghost Whisperer, but Sixth Sense, which is he can see him, and they go, well, we want you to help us. And Greg Kinnear's like, help a few people here, and there's Scarlett Johansson's in it, but they didn't really advertise it. But
want to see her new movie, the
Vicky Barcelona. Vicky Cristina Barcelona.
Vicky Cristina Barcelona.
I actually heard good things about too, which.
I know, me too. I love Woody Allen movies. I haven't seen a lot of the more recent ones, but.
Especially since he's not actually putting himself in them.
Yeah. Well, I like him in them, but it was time to change.
Have you seen Match Point?
Not, I own it, but I haven't watched it.
Does that remind you of a Woody Allen movie at all?
No.
No, it does not. That's what I'm saying. Woody Allen, if he would take himself out of a movie every once in a while.
It was a very good movie.
He wasn't in What's Up, Tiger Lily, and I love that movie.
No, he's not, but he doesn't need to be in that movie.
Since he didn't film any parts of it, he just edited and dubbed it.
That's true. But anyway,
that's fine. All the controversy about this new Star Wars movie that nobody even knew was coming out. Like, people knew, but when I talked to mainstream people, they had no idea. Like, Morgan liked Star Wars. I mentioned it to her. She had no idea there was even a movie.
I heard it's the most horrible piece of trash.
That's everything I've heard. Ain't it cool? Put up reviews the week of, and they kept getting forced to take them down because of stupid rules. And Dark Knight was projected to be... speaking of Star Wars, because we can skip any more Clone Wars, because that's just stupid. Dark Knight was projected to beat Star Wars by the end of the week for most money, and moved to number 2 of most money ever made for a movie behind Titanic. The original Star Wars from 77 or whatever, Dark Knight is poised, almost beating
it. Awesome.
Yeah, I think that just gives it all kinds of cred. I'm very excited about that.
Oh, heck yeah, dude.
And my last movie news I'm really, really pissed about. Super, super pissed.
Harry Potter.
Harry Potter.
Oh, I guessed.
And the Half-Blood Prince. Because, oh, this is what kills me. They already started trailers because it was supposed to come out November. They moved it to July because with the strike, Warner Brothers didn't have a big blockbuster for next summer. It's not that it's not done. It's not that they want to take time.
Okay,
it's because they think they'll make more money if they hold it to next summer.
Okay, but you got
to
give these guys...
They're making pissed off fans wait 8 months for bullshit, but they're not changing the last movie's date. So it'll just be like 6 months less between that movie and the last movie.
Okay, but Jimmy,
but
if you were a studio boss, yeah, you have tons of money.
They're
going to
make money no matter what.
Listen to me. As a fan, I can see you're pissed off. But Jimmy, I know you're very good with money. You're very tight. Okay.
Not as tight as I should be.
Okay, and this leads into another movie I sort of have. Prince of Persia also got pushed back recently from a tentpole to like a little bit closer towards November. And people are going, well, why are you doing that? Disney, and they said this is also the same thing with the Harry Potter movies. The last movie they did, it did really well. It was one of the best, highest grossing of all the Potter stuff for the first one, I think, of all of them released so far. The problem is that all that profit revenue didn't go towards making other products or other merchandise. They lost money because they had to pay extra overtime and incentives to the effects people because they only had like a month or two to finish up some
effects. Well, that's not why this is, though. The effects are going to be done on time. It's not that.
I've heard opposite of that. I've heard the effects are not done.
The news story I read said that it would still have been done on time. They're only pulling it because of the strike. That was the Warner Brothers press release that I read.
I've heard it was a bit of both. Part of it was a writer's strike. The other part of it was the money thing, which led to the Prince of Persia thing, which is they're not behind on shooting, they're shooting it right now. But
the special effects would kind of piss me off, but the press release I read from Warner Brothers said it was because of the strike, and that's what really
pissed me off.
Okay, first
off, you read a press release from Warner Brothers, which is they're lying to you.
Well, I read Ain't It Cool's coverage of a press release from Warner Brothers.
Well, no, right, exactly. And
but it just pisses, because that's such, I mean, there's so many millions of fans that follow that. And telling us that it's done, but they're going to make us wait an additional 8 months from early fall to late summer.
Oh, it'll leak. You know it will.
I just think they're going to get tons and tons of protest letters because this is ridiculous. Ridiculous. We went long enough.
I really don't think Warner Bros. Is going to care.
But it's bullshit. They shouldn't move it just because they feel like it.
Because,
they make just as much money releasing
it. You know what? I think they'll even make more money now that they're doing this.
Of course they will, because it will have been such a long wait that people will see
really
it more.
I really do. And their other concern is, too, that they don't have another book to back it up. That's a third worry.
They're doing two movies from the last book, so they have two more after.
Because every movie that's come out has had a book release right at the same time.
I see what
you're
talking about.
Or a week or so. So they're also a little concerned about that.
No, it hasn't, but the last one did.
Right.
The last one coincided a month away from the last one.
Yeah,
but they didn't all have book releases tied to them. In fact, most of them didn't, because the movies were coming out every year to year and a half, and the books were like 3 or 4 years apart.
God, beyond that, I really have no movie
news. That's all my news.
Just pissed.
Warner Brothers ought to be burnt
Prince
down
Prince of Persia
for this
thing. That was really pretty much it.
Yeah.
We're
ready to take a break?
Yeah, John, you want to do a song lead us into the break?
I suppose.
I burped.
Thank you.
That's a great song. You should do a song about Nick's burp.
Nick had a burp.
Since John hasn't spoken in the last 20 minutes.
Yeah, no.
John has been diligently, secretly working on his song.
That's right. You want to turn the light on for me?
Yeah, Jimmy, turn the light on.
No, I'm not your bitch.
My bitch.
Not, but I turned the light on anyway.
Where were you on the 4th of July?
Okay.
Nobody can see you shining the light on Nick, on John as if he's being grilled.
That's a song right there. No one can see the light shine on John.
No one can see the light shine on Jimmy. No one can see the light shine on John.
But I shine a light.
Look, gospel? What's he playing?
Let's just listen and find
out. Stacy's mom.
I'm going to turn the John.
Can you hear it okay?
Yes.
Oh. Yes.
Oh, I can hear you okay.
Just a small town girl, living in a lonely world. She took a midnight train going anywhere. Just a city boy, born and raised in South Detroit. Took a midnight train going anywhere. Singer in the smoky room, smell of wine and cheap perfume. Smile they can share the night, it goes on and on and on and on. Strangers.
waiting. Up and down the boulevard, their shadows searching in the night. Street light people living to find emotion, hiding somewhere in the night. Working hard to get my fill. Everybody wants a thrill. Paying anything to roll the dice just one more time. Some will win and some will lose. Some were born to sing the blues. The movie never ends. It goes on and on and on and on. Strangers waiting. Up and down the boulevard, their shadows searching in the night. Strangers.
Show us your boobs.
Emotion rise.
Take it all, John.
We're in the night. Don't stop believing. Hold on to that.
I believe in you.
In street light people. Don't stop believing.
We have one other song here. It's a surprise for Jimmy.
Woo! It is a surprise. I have no idea what you're going to do.
Yeah.
Let me see.
We'll be right back right after this.
Is this the real life? Living on Caprica. We're protected by the Battlestar Galactica. To our surprise, look up to the skies and see. It's the genocide of all humanity. The Cylons nuke the 12, all to hell. What the F, FTL? Anywhere the fleet goes, doesn't really matter to me.
Out to the black, tell them we ain't coming back.
Adama is in command, his son Leopoldo's rash, and he sometimes sports a stash. Starbucks bean in some hot water, but now she's in a
Baltar, you have to write on the chalkboard, I will not give the Cylons access to the colony's defense mainframe 50,000 times.
Baltar, Dr. Horrible, gets distracted by some curse. This guy is getting on my nerves. Marilyn Monroe bot with eternal life. When she dies, she
Peter! of five dressed in white. Or perhaps it was Gandalf.
Galen's got the donuts. Who ate all the donuts? Me.
Leopoldo.
Leopoldo. Leopoldo.
He's saying donuts.
Reese, just a skin job. Nobody loves her.
He's just a skin job. Princess warrior. She drives a hybrid of prophesy for.
4, 8, 15, 16, 23, 42, end of line.
Hera is 2 years old, took a little stroll.
Athena, no, the six has got a hole.
Let her go!
Athena, this vision was for her.
Let her go!
Athena, no need to go,
let her go!
Just saying hello,
let her go!
Hera, let her go!
Oh, here I go, bam, bang, bingo!
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 8.
A double E, a double E,
a double E, married a hoe.
You hear that song? I'm a Cylon all along,
Frag me!
Jimmy wants to talk about Battlestar. We're going to do a test real quick. Go
I
ahead.
I was rewatching some stuff in season one with my friend Sarah.
Da, 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 da,
and
then
it was
full
art.
Da 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 da.
And it went through this whole arc where they were...
That was it. You don't have to say anymore.
Oh, God, that was awesome. Season one rocks! They're making fun of me for Battlestar, which is
awesome,
the best
dude.
Show ever.
That was awesome.
Okay, I watched Stephen King's movie, The Lang of the Years, this week.
You finally saw that?
I finally watched it. It's like a 4-hour TV movie, you know?
Yeah.
Where they're on the plane and they come down. There's no
the movie, movie came out in 1990-something.
Something like that. But it had some actors
it's
I really liked.
It's
been
so long since I've seen that.
It was pretty good.
Bronson Pinchot or whatever
his
name
is. He was insane. But I was watching because Patricia Wittig from Brothers and Sisters and Prison Break was in it. And... oh, now I can't remember anybody else, but there were other actors I liked. Anyway. No, it was pretty good. I liked it.
Awesome. Just awesome.
Psych the last 2 weeks. Steven Weber on Psych was brilliant. I love Steven Weber.
Yes.
Always, 2 weeks ago. And I loved the new extended theme song they did for this past week.
It was... I liked that they used it, but I thought it was a little weird.
It was a little weird at first.
Like, the shots they use were a little weird.
And at first I didn't quite get that it was the extended version. I thought maybe they were... I mean, I knew it was the same melody, but then they had that song... there was a line, like, really early on, like, why bounce around to the same damn song? And I'm like, what? Did they change all the lyrics and that's what that line meant? But no, it was... just an extended version. I think you played it for me before. Yeah.
I had the original version on my old Mac. And
yeah, I remember that.
I like everything about Psych. It's a procedural show, but damn, it's just entertaining.
Well, they do different
Corbin
things that make it less procedural.
Yeah, classic.
Oh, and it's just really good. Really good show.
Did you watch him playing Psych?
I am 2 weeks behind on that, but I will catch up before the season finale next week.
It stuck burn notice to the point where
I
have no
idea. It's gotten really, really good.
I have no idea where they're going to go with season two.
I'm completely caught up on Burn Notice and Psych.
Burn Notice.
In plain sight, I still have 2 episodes to watch. But then the season finale airs tonight or next week? Tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Tonight. So I'll have all 3 watched by next week, so next week we can discuss the In Plain Sight season finale.
Monk was good, but guess what?
What?
He got stuck somewhere he doesn't want to be. 8 or submarine, he freaks out and solves the crime anyway.
Woo!
That's every episode of Monk. I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm really coming this close to just not watching it. But the only problem is Tony Shalhoub is just really good. And then you got... Because I'm sitting there watching it because it tapes with Psych. And I'm like, you know what? I shouldn't just not watch this, you know? Oh, damn Tony Shalhoub. He's actually good. And then they have Hector Alonso in it now, which makes it interesting because I like that dude in Pretty Woman.
I don't care what anyone says.
That's a fucking good movie.
Oh, yeah. I know. He was great in Princess Diaries 1 and 2. As Julie
I was
going to
bring that shit up.
As Julie Andrews loved it. He was also in that show Kane that got canceled.
We have decent conversations. Didn't he go and, like, gay it up?
Yeah.
Keep it light, keep it bright, keep it gay.
Jimmy would sing that.
No matter what you do on the stage. It's from the producers.
Lie to him, you lie to him.
I did actually watch something that I said next week I would talk about. I actually watched it. The Mythbusters season premiere. With an exploded steak. It was okay. It made me
did you watch the Jaws episode?
Like Mythbusters in smaller doses. Yeah, I did watch that whole 2 hour.
Wasn't that awesome?
Yeah. I mean, Mythbusters a little bit goes a long way to me for some reason.
Well,
I really
like the one where they do the movie stuff because I actually like
the movie.
Well,
they're doing a viral video one. This week's is viral video, or already aired. I haven't watched it yet, which I was interested about. And they're rerunning an old James Bond episode and a MacGyver episode this week, so I'm recording both of those.
MacGyver.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind seeing that.
Let me put in the notes that Mythbusters, MacGyver, and James Bond will be talked about next week.
I just thought that was so funny. Like everyone says, like there's no way that explosion at the end of Jaws would happen.
Yeah.
And they didn't even put the full amount in there, and it blew the wife
away. They were saying that the bottom of the tank was really thick, and so the bullet wouldn't be able to penetrate. They didn't think because it was much thicker than the rest of the tank. It totally penetrated.
Because they showed the camera of like if there's the port here,
but
the
it didn't explode
it.
Like they thought. That's what they said. That it was possible that it pierced, but it didn't have the big explosion like in the movie.
I thought it did.
No, because the tank was built in such a way that the tank didn't explode everywhere. It contained the explosion inside the tank. So it kind of shook the box, but it didn't do the big explosion.
Really? See, I thought...
The bullet did pierce. They didn't think the bullet pierced. It pierced. But they shot it from different angles and stuff, and they couldn't get it to do the big explosion.
Because I just remember they showed the camera of the wife's version of what she saw, and then they did his POV.
No, the way they did the big explosion was they put, like, TNT strapped around it and stuff. Because if things don't explode, then they have to make it explode anyway. But
now I'm sad.
I'm sorry.
But that was cool, though. They dragged the boat along.
No, it was cool.
That means that shark could
and
just
And they did the whole big battering ram thing. I mean, their stuff's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
I just feel like I can watch an hour episode in 20 minutes. A lot of it's excess, and I can fast forward.
Oh, yeah. Of course.
And the other reviews I have is The Daily Show sent Rob Riggle to China this week.
Yes,
and they really did send him. Like, they really did send him to Iraq.
It's a nice wall. I wouldn't call it great.
That was my favorite quote, where he's like, look at the wall. He's like, it's a good wall. I wouldn't call it great. And then he's like, I'm going to do the traditional thing at the prayer wall. And he puts on, like, on the wall. And he puts on, like, Jewish garbage. Like, praying at the wall. And they're like, Rob, that's the wrong wall. But it was pretty good. He was cracking me up, though, because he's like, why do they have to do the racial stereotypes? I just don't get it. He's like, but all this smog is getting in my eyes. And he's like, starts yanking his eyes out to the side. He's like, man, I can't talk. He like started making Chinese sounds, and he acted really racist.
Yeah,
and then the very next thing, The Daily Show, Jon Stewart was like, attacking people for being racist, and he's like, I don't understand how people on prime time television, whatever, even on cable show, can be racist. And then they showed the Rob Riggle clip, and he's like, never mind.
After
I have such a short memory.
I'm sort of mad after last week's. We were all talking about the Olympics. I'm dead set at just not wanting to watch him.
I'm not
stupid.
Watching the summer. I like the winter.
Really? And and well, some of the stuff they
I
have
lose
for the
sleep
summer
when the Olympics are on.
Do you
have you been watching?
Like, I'll watch any Olympic event.
It's like crack cocaine to you.
Yeah.
Well, I moved all my programming to the upstairs TiVo, and Amanda literally has all 80 hours of the TiVo filled with Olympics, and it's still, she can't watch it fast enough.
She
keeps recovering every day.
For some reason.
Yeah, she's recording like 25
well,
hours
Olympics
a day.
Winter Olympics is okay,
because
some of the, but like, beach, especially with the summer ones, it's like, you know what, like the winter ones I would actually occasionally watch, and the old summer ones I used to.
Uh-huh.
But like, freaking beach volleyball and shit.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sorry, that's fun to play as a recreational,
like,
that's not a real sport to me. Because you get in bikinis and you just...
Archery
and running, yeah. But the running with the little thing...
Well,
Michael Phelps
has gotten everybody really excited about the swimming.
I actually did wish I had watched that.
Although Colbert did attack him because he kept winning his medals between 11:30 and midnight. He said, I don't care if you win them. Win them before 11:30 or after midnight. Quit winning them during my show.
But Craig Ferguson had this beautiful tirade on why he's boycotting the Olympics.
Tirade or tirade?
Tirant.
No, it's a tirade.
I don't care, Jimmy.
Well, tyrants do tirade stuff.
Yes, he is a bit of a Scottish tyrant. But I was trying to find it on YouTube because I wanted to actually posted it. Mm-hmm. I couldn't freaking find it. Now, granted, his boycott only lasted about 3 hours from Friday night show because he started watching the Olympics. But still, he had very good points to how I felt, and I wanted to...
I did watch the equestrian dressage with my girlfriend, and that got really boring even she was fast-forwarding and watching it fast-forward. But we are going to watch the horse-jumping stuff when she gets
now,
back.
Now, I don't like, for some reason, they televised the marathon, which I don't understand why.
The what?
The marathon? I mean, it's 26 miles.
Let's watch guys run through 26 miles.
Yeah.
Wow, that's hours and hours.
See,
of just running.
Marathon or like when they run like the mile around the track and stuff.
No, G4 Attack of the Show is doing the taxidermy Olympics with dead animals that are stuffed. The bear kind of lost the archery, but the squirrels did good in the gymnastics.
Have you ever...
Actually, it's really stupid.
Have you ever seen the Upper Class Twitter of the Year by Monty Python?
No.
It's how they end their first movie. It's a sketch, and they just end it with... oh, hell, I'll show it to you when the show's over.
Okay, and the other...
It's only about 4 minutes.
The other review I have is Colbert is really upset because Jon Stewart's going to the conventions and he can't go. You know, Hillary is trying to hijack the Democrat convention. She's demanded to speak now, and Obama's going to let her speak because she's like, my supporters must be heard and whatever. So he is going to let her, but now Colbert's like, well, I ran for 3 weeks, so I should get to speak too. My supporters must be heard. And it, like the little thing at the word said, like, chant, and I forget what said the chant, but like, let Colbert speak or something. But everybody was totally off, and so he started going with his fingers, like, directing them real low. He's like, what? I don't understand what you're all chanting. I can't believe you're all in support. And he's totally, like, directing their chant with his fingers. So I don't think he'll get to speak. I think he's going to stay home, but that's pretty cool. I thought it was funny. But they're all both off next week as Jon Stewart gets ready to do his... Doing two consecutive weeks from two different cities is going to be a strain on The Daily Show. No wonder they're taking this week off. I wouldn't be surprised if they take the week after off, too.
Yeah.
The week off.
I do kind of wish... They've never done it, but I do kind of wish they let Colbert run by himself next week so I wasn't minus both. And they always take the breaks together, but... Mm-hmm. Colbert didn't need the week off. Sorry, that's all the reviews I have. I know Nick has stuff he's talking about.
I almost saw Henry Poole is Here, but I'm going to see that.
You didn't see it?
No, I
seemed like you did.
Well, lately I've been looking for some sort of spirit. I was telling John, I'm looking for spirituality of some sort that I don't have to go to church for.
You can worship me.
No, Jimmy. Anyway, okay.
I'm just offering.
That joke.
I'm trying to help out a friend.
That horrible joke aside.
Horrible joke.
Right. Sure it was.
You can pray to the Cylons and the gods of Battlestar.
Again, not funny, but niche to me. But anyway...
I'm sorry, you're being serious.
Yes, I am. I'm being very serious.
This show just got serious.
It's got deep. No, I'm sitting there and I just sat there. I've been talking about this into myself. I've been tweeting it. I've been doing... I've downloaded the sound... Yes, I've been downloading... I downloaded the soundtrack. I was very impressed with it. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to go see this movie. And right when we got to the movie theater, I was like, Dad, this movie's going to make me cry. Mm-hmm. Which I want to, but I don't really want to. It's just going to be weird.
Aww.
So I want to laugh again. So we went and saw Tropic Thunder. I already saw it once, but Dad didn't. So he thought it was a horrible movie, but he always says that at every movie we see that he doesn't want to see. Dude, that's a horrible movie. But then he laughs throughout the whole thing. So, like, no, Superbad. You were with us.
Oh, Superbad.
He laughed the entire time, but when he walked out...
It was very good, yeah.
No, but he there's a thing, there's a difference to him between a good movie and a movie that's just in bad taste.
A movie can be funny to him without being good.
Yes. So, he doesn't mind bad comedies because they'll make him laugh, but if they're in bad taste, I mean, he won't call it a good movie. Like, he thought Superbad was hilarious. Like, Pineapple Express, he's like, that's a hilarious movie, but... That's a bad, bad movie.
I have a feeling I'm not going to get to see that in theaters.
Pineapple?
Yeah, I mean, so many movies that keep passing me by that I don't make
Jimmy,
it to the theaters.
I'll take care of you on that one.
Well, you might have to decide between Pineapple and Tropic.
No, we'll take care of both.
Okay.
I have to drag
you
and Morgan into it.
Drinks and stuff.
Who cares about movies and drinks?
No, I don't. I know. Okay, next one.
Well, anyway, but my review of Tropic Thunder is this, and that is... In terms of Pineapple Express, where you're, like, laughing out loud, and if you're with a large crowd, you might not hear everything. That's how constant laughs are mm-hmm. until towards the end where they get into, hey, man, we're friends. I'm sorry I yelled at you shit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Which all buddy movies have.
I love that Rogan movies.
Yeah, like all buddy movies have. Well, up to that point, there's almost constant laughs. Well, this one, it's like there's, it's like a movie that tries to take itself very seriously. Like there's an actual sort of plot to it.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't, when you laugh out loud and you laugh sort of hard, but you don't, it's not a constant thing. It's, yeah. they give time for the story to take place. That being said, it's more satirical, which I said before.
Mm-hmm.
But my honestly, my only problem with the movie is this, and that is, you can tell there was a lot of stuff that was cut up in some scenes. You can tell some scenes were just cut. And also, Ben Stiller, I thought, should have been the sports agent. Or not sports agent, the agent. Matthew McConaughey. McConaughey, I can never say his last name. McConaughey.
McConaughey, that's it.
McConaughey, he plays his agent. And in surprise, I didn't even hear about this. I knew Tom Cruise was in it, but I've never seen pictures.
Yeah, I did hear about that.
But I didn't hear about McConaughey actually playing in the movie. Mm. Until reviews started coming out, and I was surprised. They're all good, but the joke is that Ben Stiller, ultimately, he should have been the agent. The only reason why I say that is because McConaughey, however, he's actually played... every movie he's tried to be an action star in, it's either done okay or it's bombed, like Sahara. Mm-hmm. And
well,
all
that
these
was just excuse for him to run around shirtless again.
No, but that's what
without
I'm saying.
Without deodorant, because he doesn't.
That would have been a better, I think, a better joke. He would have pulled off the humor a little bit better, I think.
Because
some of Ben Stiller's lines, they work because the way he performs is just so ludicrous. But I think if someone took that role more, or it had more depth to it. Because that's the thing I was telling John. There's a movie called The Player by Robert Altman with Tim Robbins. And it was pretty much like Robert Altman took a knife out and just slit the throat of Hollywood, making fun of it. This one, in this Tropic Thunder, is like Ben Stiller gets a knife out, he threatens Hollywood with it, but then he just waves his knife around.
Aww.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it could be much more satirical. The only thing that's really satirical is Tom Cruise. He hits it dead on. My dad even said there was one moment in the movie where he actually went Tom Cruise's character to die. Because, that's why I told Dad, the only movie, it was the first, he said it's the first movie he ever watched where he wanted the bad guy to actually get brutally murdered was the Cable Guy. Because they made you hate Jim Carrey that much by the end of the movie.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like so mad that he missed the satellite dish at the end by that much. It just pissed him off. And he's like, I wanted Tom Cruise to die. I was like, that's funny because Ben Stiller directed The Cable Guy too. But aww. No, it was really good. Tom Cruise's career saved because of Ben Stiller. That's
cool.
And some of my favorite lines are from that movie. I've been sort of quoting a muffin on. Is like, damn it, why do you keep doing that to your gun? Because I'm like a little boy playing with his dick. All nervous. And, the thing that might be most offensive, though, is the retard stuff, which I thought was just hilarious. Which is, he goes on to, it's not really the fact that you see him play a retard. It's what Robert Downey Jr. tells him. He's like, you know what your problem is, right? You went full tard. Everyone else in Hollywood, they go half-tard. Like Dustin Hoffman, Rain Man, he wasn't full-tard. He did half-tard. But he's really more autistic. He count that shit off on the floor. Autistic, slow, but not retarded. He starts naming all these other actors who've been nominated.
Mm-hmm.
And then like he finally gets to like I Am Sam with Sean Penn. He's like, Sean Penn, I Am Sam, that fucking went full-tard. And you know what? He didn't get an Oscar. Which I just thought it was funny.
Oh.
But I liked it. That's all.
Good. Any other reviews?
No.
I saw a cat walk across the front porch, and I thought it walked.
Well.
I thought he did it very well.
Next week on The Good, the Bad, and the Geeky, we'll have In Plain Sight season finale review.
Yes.
Venture Brothers is airing part one of their two-part finale tonight, so we probably won't have part two. That will probably be in 2 weeks.
I will be seeing Henry Poole is here by then.
You'll see Henry Poole.
Yes.
The Roast of Bob Saget is airing tonight, so we'll have watched that by
yes,
next week.
John told me about that. I need to...
Oh,
I'm hoping they replay it, because I don't think I...
It's being played like 5 times this week.
Is it? Okay.
I know it's being played like 3 times tonight. So
you'll
get home in time. There's a 12 or 12:30 showing, so you'll get home in time for that.
Okay.
The first showing's airing right now, I believe.
Yeah, I forgot to set the DVR.
Okay. Yeah, actually, the second showing might start at 11:30 directly when it's over, but I know there's a third showing tonight sometime. Mm. And also, I will review Kevin Smith's Daredevil comic book with Nick, who loaned it to me, and I'm really into it so far, but I didn't have time to finish it. And, of course, Mythbusters of MacGyver and James Bond.
Excellent.
As well as assorted other programming.
Mm-hmm.
that I may or may not watch.
May or may not. And we always say a disclaimer because...
Because I never do it when I say I will. Except in plain sight, I promise I will.
And Battlestar Galactica.
And Battlestar Galactica, sure.
All right.
And we'll give her some skits and songs real soon. Real soon.
Are we done? We're good? We're good?
Yes.
All right, well, thanks for listening to The Good, the Bad, and the Geeky. We'll be back next week with everything Jimmy just said.
Why do you always thank them?
Because I thank them for their time.
Do you really genuinely appreciate the people?
I do. I do. They're taking time out of their busy lives.
I was just asking.
People, Jimmy does not like you listening to our show.
Oh, I absolutely do. Yeah. I do appreciate it. I'm just asking.
Me and John appreciate you.
Sometimes people say things they don't mean it, and I knew you meant it, but I thought playing it up and making sure you really thought about it and said that you meant it would mean something to the listeners.
Okay. I'm the dude playing the dude who acts like a dude. All right. Well, thanks for listening.
We love you. Love you. Bye-bye.
Goodbye now. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Jeez! You're a creep! Go away! We're having a good time until you start up, jeepers! Go have some coffee with cream or something! Because I'll tell you something! This is a happy place!
We're recording... 3, 2, 1.
There were times while I would... Fuck, why can't I read?
Just keep going, I'll edit.